It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
Well, I don't know what the good news is here today. Scoots, it's Friday.
Woohoo!
I got bigger news. After a long hiatus, he's back. Welcome to Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. I'm so excited I can't speak. Ed Peek is back, everybody.
Yes.
Hello, Edward.
Good afternoon.
What have you been keeping yourself busy with? Three weeks, four weeks?
Well, first of all, I've got a lot of work to do at home. And I was doing that this morning, and I looked at my watch, and I'm saying,
so you almost missed this.
I almost missed this, yeah.
Well, I don't see where I rank.
I'm going through my collection and reorganizing it, and I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of manila folders that I'm alphabetizing.
What you collecting?
Yeah, what's in the
railroad stuff.
I was going to say, is that stuff we can know about, or is that secret government?
No. I've got train stuff back to the late 80s.
You got a lot of manila folders down at Mar-a-Lago? I mean,
no.
What's going on there? So Ed Peek is with us, folks, on this Friday. It's a perfect day to have Ed in. Baseball season started, well, restarted, I guess, but started unofficially started yesterday. His Reds were victorious. Scooter's Reds were victorious.
Pumped.
Tony Burke's Texas Rangers beat my Chicago Cubs, who are 0-1. I got my Cubs shirt on today, representing, because baseball season's here. Louisville's got a new coach. We'll talk about that. Kentucky's out of the NCAA, so we don't have to talk about that. They did have a press conference at about the same time yesterday to introduce Kenny Brooks, the Virginia Tech women's coach, who's now the new head women's coach at the University of Kentucky. Ed, you have seen this Virginia Tech team and Kenny Brooks a couple of times. This guy can coach now, and they gave him some greenbacks.
Well,
they want to turn the program around.
I'll say this. I saw the Louisville-Virginia Tech game at the Yum Center this year, and Louisville only played Virginia Tech once. It was the most dominating performance by an opponent in maybe Jeff Walls. I mean, Louisville had absolutely – I don't want to say they had no chance, but boy, boy, they were good. That Elizabeth Kitley and that Amore girl.
And if their best player didn't get hurt this year, they might still be playing.
That's such a shame.
They might still be playing.
Well, you know, she's one of the few that's the three-time ACC player of the year.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, Louisville's had a few, but not many. And I hope she'll be able to play in the WNBA because she's a very, very good player.
So we got baseball to talk about. We got an NCAA tournament that got back going, Sweet 16 last night, a couple of upsets along the way. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. Ed, by the way, went to Thornton's. Now, he doesn't stop at 32 ounces, Scooter.
No. Why would you?
32-ounce fountain drinks and smaller and fizz-freeze, only 89 cents at all participating Thornton's, which means all Thornton's. So get in today and get your refreshing fizz-freeze or fountain drink, 32 ounces or smaller, for 89 cents. It always has to go 44 ounces.
Well, did you know that if you buy 9 of these, you get the 10th one free? And did you know?
Do you have a card where they punch something?
No, I just go in. Am I doing a free one yet? No, not yet. Go back the next time. Or you got a free one? No, not quite yet.
Well, when they've said that 37 times, you're not getting one every 10. A free one every 10.
You do.
Okay.
And did you know this? You can get a refill for 94 cents. That includes the tax on the big boy.
That is 89 cents, the refills.
That's 89 right.
Plus tax. Yeah, right. Have you tried the new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito?
No.
Scooter lives by it.
Does he really? Okay.
It's available every morning at participating Thornton's locations. Excuse me?
It's good stuff.
Oh, I thought you said something else there.
Chicken? Did you say chicken and waffle?
Chicken and waffle breakfast burrito.
How's the waffle?
Soft.
Soft.
Sweet.
Do you know what's on that, Ed?
Chicken?
Sweet maple waffle, American cheese, crispy chicken, and Mike's hot honey. Your taste buds will thank you.
I'm leaving. I'm going over here and get one right now.
Oh, they're out by now.
Pick John up while you're over there.
No, they're out by now.
But I got to try one of those. Sounds really good.
Hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Okay, it was a bigger crowd than I expected yesterday at the Kieber Center. When Kenny Payne was introduced, they had to have it at the Yum Center because a lot of people showed up for that press conference. They had this one at the practice facility right down from LNN Stadium. And for me, Ed, I thought there'd be media people here and a few his family and a few other people. It was a big crowd yesterday. This fan base wants this program back where it should be, and they want it there as quickly as possible. And they showed up yesterday.
Well, I think the key, I mean, we're sitting there and you looked at me and I looked at you and he said, man, he's winning the press conference.
Yes, he did.
And with flying colors. Now, I know he can coach. You know he can coach. Scooter,
I know he can coach at the mid-major level.
I was just going to bring that up.
That's what I know.
Just going to bring that. Now, he was at Wake Forest with Skip Prosser, who was also head Chris Mack on the staff. So I'm sure he's talked to Chris.
Very well-respected, legendary coach, the late Skip Prosser.
Right, exactly. So if you look at his record, and he's been very good. Now, here's the key, and I tweeted this right after they announced that he would be the coach. Recruiting will be his top priority because Louisville has no team now. And did I read where Hunley Hatfield went in the portal? Him and Trey White.
Yes. Everybody's in except Tyler Johnson and Emmanuel Okorafor. Everybody's in the portal. And
well,
I've said this. If your coach leaves, you should all get in the portal. If he wants you back, he will recruit you back.
Right. I agree.
And he did meet with all the players yesterday that were in town. I think two were out of town, Sky Clark and I think Trey White were out of town. But he met with everybody else as a group. So, I mean, I think he is not going to sleep.
Oh, no.
This guy gives me the impression if he needs to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning to talk to a recruit or their family because they're in a different time zone, he'll be up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
His outlook and energy are, you know, you keep hearing that word energy. Boy, he was energized yesterday, that's for sure.
You and I, literally less than 10 minutes ago, got a text message from Pat Kelsey.
Yeah, I sure did.
Now, I don't think we're the only ones that got it.
Well, you never know.
But it's a YouTube video. It's 16 seconds long, and I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm not sure if this is he's going to talk to us media guys real quick about something or I don't know what it is. But in any event, we'll check at the break. But we got I never got a text message from Rick Pitino.
We can't play it live.
That's dangerous. I never got a text message from Pitino. I never got one from Chris Mack. I never got one from Kenny Payne. And one day in, I got a text message from Pat Kelsey. So I do feel special.
Well, you know what did impress me as well, and this has been kind of a bad spot with me. You could never go to practice.
Yeah.
And now, go to practice, okay. You know, you had to take a team or you had to be a coach or a little league team. And I was fortunate I attended one Rick Pitino practices, and it's because my wife, her organization was invited, and I went with her, and I was really impressed with the practice. He told everybody yesterday, he says, if you want to come to practice, you come to practice.
He said former players.
Oh, he said former. I thought he said everybody.
No, he said former players. He said you are this program.
Right.
This program is about you. You built this program. And if you want to come to practice, you don't have to call me. You don't have to ask anybody. You just show up at practice. You don't see that a lot, Ed.
No, you don't.
Now, there were a few things. The President Schatzel, is that correct, Schatzel?
Yeah.
Was up on the stage. She and Josh Hurd were sitting on the stage. And I thought Josh cringed a couple of times with the openness, I think, of Pat Kelsey. I thought he was very transparent about what he wants to do. He made some Kentucky jokes that were kind of funny up there. He also said that if you don't think I can recruit, check out my wife, what? Lisa. I can recruit because I promise you, I was her third choice. Basically making fun of the fact that he was the card's third choice as well, and this one worked out pretty good. And you could see Josh kind of, yeah, that's kind of funny. That's a little funny. I guess we'll let that one go. We'll try to smile up here. But it looked very engaging, very entertaining, very open about what he wants to happen here. And I think in a couple of different questions he answered with, just got to get to work. That's it. We just got to get to work. Got a lot to do. He was asked about whether or not he would, three of his Charleston players are in the portal, whether he would bring them along, and he didn't want to say yes or no,
right,
obviously. It's
right.
Way too early to do that, but he didn't say no. The leading scorer from Charleston, named Dalton Bolon, I think, put himself in the portal as soon as his coach knew he was going to Louisville, and that tells me he may just follow him on up here. So, look, he wants to shoot the ball. He wants to shoot threes. His philosophy is run. It's sort of the Nate Oates philosophy. And by the way, Alabama won last night. It's sort of the Nate Oates philosophy. We're taking three-pointers, and we're taking layups and dunks. Anything you take inside the arc that's not inside the lane is unacceptable. And you're going to come out of the game. Now, defensively, Charleston struggled the last couple years. But they offensively are one of the top 20 to 30 teams in the country. And look, if you're a Louisville fan right now, you want excitement. That sounds like excitement to me.
Here's his next move. Who does he hire as an assistant coach?
He brings his staff.
And now, does he bring his staff? Does he mix in one or two from outside the building?
He kind of said that
he
was the goal.
Said, right, he did.
Not that that was what he's going to do, but that's the goal here because you need different voices, he said. But Kenny Payne never had a staff to bring with him.
No.
I mentioned this yesterday. He had to go find guys that were willing to just come in and try to mix together. Pat Kelsey's coaches know Pat Kelsey. He knows them. And he said they all have specific jobs, and they know what they're supposed to do. And I would be very surprised if he didn't bring them all with him unless they get another better job somewhere.
Right,
that he wouldn't bring them all with him.
Well,
I'd be surprised.
Here's the thing, and this I don't want to sit here and throw dirt on Kenny Payne, because he made a classy move
talking about Kenny
yesterday.
Payne.
Talking about Kenny Payne, he said that Kenny Payne's very important to this university and its basketball, and he was right
yeah.
There. It's just that it didn't work out. You know, things happen. It didn't work out. You move on.
Kenny Payne, he said, is one of those players that's welcome back anytime.
That's exactly. Wouldn't that be something if he came back and was
just showed up at the first practice?
It would.
How's it going?
Hey.
Anybody remember me? In fact, I would do that. I think he should do that.
Yeah, that'd be.
Why not?
That doesn't hurt anything.
It doesn't open any wounds at this point.
No.
In fact, I think it helps close some wounds, maybe.
Right. I think you're right. But he's, like I said, every college coach, and really not only college coaches, but coaches across the board, you have to get good assistant coaches. I mean, I'm more sold on that.
And he basically said you're only as good as your assistant coaches.
He did.
He said that.
He said, I'm just the guy at the end of the bench collecting the check.
He said, the guy's 6 inches from me?
He did.
I got to make the final decision, but this guy's doing all the work.
Well, I think on Denny Crum's staff, I think Jerry Jones and Wade Houston were outstanding in what they did.
And look at Calipari's staff. Trouble this year.
Yeah.
It's trouble.
Well,
and he's going to probably going to have to replace a couple of them.
Ever since he lost John Robick.
Kenny Payne.
And
for
Kenny
that record.
Payne. He hasn't been the same. Their staff hasn't been the same. Now, whether that's either here or there.
You're right. That 2012 staff included Robick and Payne. The staff has to mesh well together. And his staff has obviously meshed well together with the job they did at Winthrop and at College of Charleston.
Right.
Are you surprised with the salary?
No.
2.3 a
no.
year for 5 years?
No.
Now, there's a lot of incentives in there
right.
as far as getting to the tournament, getting us further in the tournament, things like that.
But if they start putting people back in the Yum Center, which I think they will, and say next year, no, I'm just throwing this out. Say next year they go 18 and 14.
18 and 14.
20 and 16. And somehow get an NIT bid. Maybe they win a game or two.
I think Pat Kelsey's goals are a little higher.
Well,
but,
I'm sure they are.
But go ahead.
I'm sure. And say they win a couple games in the NIT and he goes 22 and 16 or 15 or 16. Fans here will love it.
Absolutely.
And then they'll say, well, maybe we better start adding a few dollars to that. Well, once he gets going, once he gets in his first NCAA tournament, then the dollars will be. Now, do you, like you said, you saw his incentives. What is it, $100,000 if he's coach of the year?
It's ACC coach of the year.
That's it?
Well, for right, for
well,
right now.
There's more for national coach of the year. There's more for getting into the tournament, ACC titles. There's a whole bunch of different
something,
ones.
Was it something if he has an All-American on the team? Or?
But, you know, a lot of incentives. But, again, even the incentives, not a ton of money comparatively with other Power 5 coaches.
Well, and that also tells me
now something. It's still more than he was making at Charleston.
Right, right. It's that also tells me that money's not his top. You know, everybody likes money. Everybody wants
52 first cousins.
What?
I have 53.
His dad is one of 10. His mom is one of 9.
I thought I had a ton with 24.
I think they were all there yesterday. They all live in the Cincinnati area, so it's a quick little jaunt down. He's a Cincinnati native. Played at Xavier. Played at Wyoming first, I think, and then transferred to Xavier.
Right, right. They were all there yesterday.
They were all there, man. His dad is a Marine car salesman. Marine/car salesman. Look, impressive family. Impressive. He was an impressive guy. I will say that. Now it's just a press conference. Can he win at this level? That's the next question. Can he recruit at this level?
Can he recruit?
Can he get in the portal at this level with other coaches? Can the NIL money be enough to get kids here? I think it can. In this city, that should not be a problem.
I don't think that'll be a problem. I don't think it will.
But can he win at this level? That's what it boils down to.
And here's another thing, and some people might laugh and kind of smirk at me, but another thing.
I do that all the time.
I know you do. Another thing I kind of liked, and again, we're viewing him from our seats. He seems like a really unique, good person who, you know, hey, would I want my son to play for him? Would I, you know, he's not phony.
No, he's not phony.
He just seems like a good person.
And he seems accessible as well to not only media, but fans. Now, you don't know how long that's going to last because it's different at the Power 6 level. You're getting pulled in a whole lot of different directions that you weren't getting pulled at Charleston or Winthrop. So we'll see how it lasts. I will say, first impression, if you're a Cardinal fan, you got to be excited.
I think they are.
Great first impression.
I think they are. Question real quick. Who did the head coach at Wake Forest now? Did he coach at Winthrop before he went to Wake Forest?
Steve Forbes. No, East Tennessee State.
Okay. I was thinking somebody got in the ACC
from Winthrop.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I'll put my best man on that. Scooter, that's you.
Sorry, Scooter.
That's you, by the way. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk about what happened in the NCAA tournament last night. And opening day in baseball was, as it always is, glorious. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Ed Peek in studio. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the concrete.
Barely.
The producer chair. What?
I said barely.
Did you barely make it back?
No, I'm just saying my body's here.
It's Friday.
My brain's barely here.
It is Good Friday, by the way, Ed. Fish today, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
No fish fries, though.
Absolutely. It's definitely a fish day.
It's got to be a fish. Or grill. You could go grilled cheese.
You could
go tuna.
You can go tomato soup,
cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You could do that. I got my grandson today, spring break. You know what we had to watch today? We went on to the Peacock, Scoots.
Peacock.
The WWE channel.
Okay.
Oh, my.
What's on there?
Wrestling.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. He loves it, I'll bet.
Oh, I am so sore right now because we had old stuff. I mean, from the United Center, from the 80s, SummerSlam. I don't know what year it was. And it's Ramon Razor, who ended up turning into Scott Hall, I think. And Big Daddy Cool was wrestling. And
Big Daddy
Bret Michaels. And, man, he's just, oh, he's loving it.
I said,
we can't watch this when Grandma's here. And you're not allowed to wrestle with Grandma.
Is Tojo Yama Meatball not around anymore?
Yamamoto.
I know. He not around. What was the other
Superstar
cat?
Bill Dundee.
Bill Dundee. Oh, classic.
Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Classic.
I mean, I remember all these guys, man. That was Saturday morning sitting at home.
We're down at the Louisville Armory.
Yeah.
They used to call it the Louisville Armory.
Louisville Gardens they would come from.
Louisville Gardens, yeah.
Civic Center in Memphis. Lance Russell, Dave Brown were your hosts.
Lance Russell.
That's where Jerry Lawler got his start. Jerry the King Lawler.
And your referee.
How did we get here?
And your referee was Bald Eagle.
I do not remember.
He was.
Some news and notes here before we get back supposed to do. Did you look up what you were supposed to look up at the breaks here?
No.
Which I forgot what it was anyway.
If there's any ACC coaches that came from Winthrop. Yeah, I just don't care.
Preston Spradlin, by the way. Morehead State, he is the new head coach now at James Madison. They're losing a good one there.
Yes, they are.
The Eagles.
Yes, they are.
Preston Stradlin can coach. Former Kentucky walk-on player and Morehead State coach did a great job with the Eagles. Had them in the tournament this year. And he will be the new head coach at JMU. So a step up here for Preston Stradlin. Congrats to him. All right, last night. Western, the West bracket, couple of upsets here, Ed. Scooter, you called this one, and I think Ed may have called it too. Clemson over Arizona.
I did not call that.
Maybe it was Tony that called.
I was all over Arizona.
They look bad.
So was I, by the way.
I mean, they couldn't shoot.
Six seed Clemson will be in the Elite Eight. They beat number two Arizona 77-72. Yeah, Arizona could not throw in the ocean. Caleb Love. The Carolina transfer, looking ahead to playing Carolina, who he wouldn't have played anyway, as it turns out, was terrible last night. And, Clemson, ACC. ACC was getting ready to really start bragging until Carolina lost. The ACC was very, very excited. And then Carolina fell apart against Alabama. Clemson is now 24-11. Name me one Clemson player, Scooter.
P.J. Hall.
Very good. I didn't think he was going to get
one. He's the only one that matters.
I didn't think you were going to get any of them. he had 17-8 last night. He was really good. Caleb Love, 5 of 18 from the field last night for Arizona. Donut hole for 9 from three-point land. And that, my friends, is how you get beat. We say this all the time. It happened to Kentucky. When you are an offensive team that scores a basketball and you have that game when you don't shoot well, if you can't play defense, you're very vulnerable. And Arizona fell into that last night. They don't play great defense. No. They usually score a lot of points and shoot the ball well. That didn't happen last night. Ergo, they lose 37.3% from the field. They gave up 49.2% to Clemson.
That'll get you beat every time. Yep. That'll get you beat every time.
Clemson will now try to get to the Final Four against Alabama. If you didn't watch this game, and Scoots, I know you didn't because you were really sleepy after playing golf with Tony and Slugger yesterday.
I was.
They
wore me out, them old guys.
Those old guys they make you. Scoots, can you find my ball? I'm sure that happened all day long. Scooter, get out of the car and pick up my club there,
I did have to make several young eyes jokes.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Yeah.
Where'd you play?
We played at Elk Run in Jeffersonville.
Elk Run, oh, okay. Yeah.
I was supposed to play, but somebody called a press conference at the worst time of it.
Thank God they did.
Alabama 89, North Carolina 87. It was as good as the score makes it sound. A lot of fun, back and forth game. Welcome to pop culture, Grant Nelson. Transfer from North Dakota State, 24 points, 12 rebounds, 6 of 9 from the field, 10 of 13, and he missed his last two free throws. In a night where Mark Sears was just good, the best player on Alabama's team, he wasn't great, he was just good, made half his shots, scored 18. Grant Nelson came through last night inside and outside for Alabama, and they will advance. Nate Oates' team, it's the furthest Alabama has gone in a long time. They'll be playing Clemson as a 3-point favorite tomorrow on CBS.
Hmm.
Fun game. Did you watch this game?
No, I was already knocked out.
You guys, man.
Well, let me tell you, Alabama, Alabama Clemson sounds like what?
Football.
Sounds it sounds like football. one of the games in the Final Four. Football.
Yeah, these football schools all of a sudden playing in the Elite Eight here. It just seems wrong.
I think you had it, and Scoots probably did too. I don't want to speak, but I had Alabama going to the Final Four.
I had them winning last night.
I had them losing first.
But round. I had Arizona going to the Final
you
Four.
Had them losing first
round.
They were better.
First round.
I did. I had them getting upset.
Who'd they play in the first
round? Grand Canyon.
GCU. Bryce Drew's team. East in Boston last night. Well, here they go again. UConn 82. San Diego State 52. It was 40-31 at halftime. And I thought, okay, keep it close here, Aztecs. Nope. Not gonna happen. That is 9 consecutive tournament games winning by double figures last night. I told you guys, you like San Diego State, Scoots, if I'm not mistaken, to cover.
I did.
To cover. The spread was 10.5, 11. I think I got it at 11, and I told you guys I loved UConn. Man, it's machine-like. Danny Hurley doing a great job, just a top-level job right now.
Would you take UConn to win it all and give somebody else
the field?
Yeah. That would be an easy bet.
At this point, I would say yes, based on what I've seen. At the beginning of the tournament, I would have said no, because you never know. As I said just minutes ago, if you don't shoot well, anybody can beat you, because if they're shooting threes well and you can't score, then that spells trouble.
Now, who's UConn have on
They'll
Saturday?
Get Illinois now. On Saturday.
Oh, that'll be a
8.5 is the early spread. UConn.
That'll be a slobber grabber.
When you win 9 straight by double digits.
What, Ed?
Slobber grabber. What's wrong with you?
Never have heard that.
You never heard of slobber grabber?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh,
snobber.
Snobber.
I've never heard that at all.
I was trying to take up for Ed, but I gotta be honest. I have no idea.
I gotta throw in some humor on this show.
So when you win 9 games in a row by double digits in the tournament, you're going to be an 8.5 point favorite. Well, it's just the way it is. No matter who you're playing.
I'll ask you guys, is Danny Hurley that good a coach?
I think they lost 3 guys that are playing minutes in the NBA this year. They lost 3 guys that are NBA players right now, reloaded, brought a couple back, got in the portal, and they're doing it again.
And they could be the first since, what,
Florida or Duke? Florida.
Back
2000, I want to say 6 and 7. Although it might be 5 and 6.
That Florida team was loaded.
And this UConn team, again, give me a UConn player, Scooter.
I can't.
Klingman.
Newton.
Newton and Klingman. Those are the only two.
Klingan.
Those are the only two that you go, all right, I know who that guy is. Big 7-foot white guy. He can play inside a little bit. Newton, driver, slasher, scorer, really good scorer. Other than that, it's a whole bunch of guys. Nobody likes Spencer. He's the Grayson Allen of Connecticut. He's always cheering for himself after he does something great. Newton had 17 last night. Spencer had 18. Klingon only 8-8 last night, but they got 16 from, I don't even know his first names, Stefan Castle, who's really good.
Speaking of.
But UConn's the real deal now.
Oh, no
They're
question.
The real deal.
No question.
And look, I had bets on 4 teams when the tournament started to win it all. BYU out in the first round. Kentucky out in the first round. I got Houston and Purdue. Boy, I wish I'd trade all 4 of those in and put all the money I bet on that on UConn right now. I would right now.
Houston goes down tonight, far as I'm concerned.
Not the beginning of the tournament. My texter, Campy, says UConn is 19-1 straight up. 16-4 since inserting Castle and Klingman. Inserting the freshman Castle and Klingman came back from injury. 16-4 against the spread in their last 20.
Wow.
Is there a spread out yet on their
Eight and a half. 8.5 over Illinois.
I'll take Illinois.
Illinois, by the way, beats Iowa State 72-69. They had an early lead. Iowa State caught up, took a brief lead in the second half. I know you guys were asleep and didn't see any of this game as well. So I'm just going to talk about it by myself. You guys do whatever you want for a little while. Scooch, you can go to the bathroom if you need to. I'm just going to talk about this. Just make sure I stay on the air. Terrence Shannon Jr., if they go any further, he is without question an MOP candidate here. 29 last night, and he was 5 of 10 at the free throw line, or he'd have had a lot more. 29 points for Terrence Shannon Jr. When Iowa State tied it late, Shannon Jr. took over that game last night. And I'm not going to say Illinois was a better team than Iowa State, but they had the best player on the court without question, and that's why they won this game.
He's one of the best players left in the tournament.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
I don't know if he'll be a number one pick, but he'll be pretty high.
You know who's not fun to watch? I don't know if you guys like him. Scooch, you're a Big Ten guy. You can answer this. Mm-hmm. Coleman Hawkins.
I do not like Coleman
Hawkins. Nobody likes Coleman Hawkins. He whines a lot.
I mean, he's one of those guys, if he's on your team, you love him because he does absolutely everything.
He's Draymond Green.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right? Yep. Warrior fans love Draymond Green. Nobody else likes Draymond Green.
That's true.
Coleman Hawkins.
Drives me nuts.
Good shooter. Probably 6, what do you think, 6'9",
6'10"? 6'10", yep.
He's listed 6'10", 225. He's a senior. Been around quite a while.
Thank God.
Well, he might have a COVID year left.
Hope not.
I don't want to break your heart here. He could have a COVID year left. So that's the lineup for Saturday. Let's see what time these games are on Saturday. Just while we're here, these are on TBS, by the way. 6:09 Illinois and UConn will get it underway, and immediately after that, Clemson and Alabama will have the late game on Saturday night.
What's on the? I guess ESPN's going with the women.
Yes, and we'll give you the agenda for the rest of the men's tournament. Starting tonight with the South and the Midwest, we'll do that after the break. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage, John Spears, Ed Peek, Scooter Dengus in studio. Final segment of the week on a Friday, Scooter.
Woo-hoo!
No games for you to do anymore?
Oh, man, I'm so happy.
What are you going to do for money the next four or five months?
Who needs money? Maybe I'll get really good at golf, then I'll just go out and take people's money.
Youth is wasted on the young, Ed. is wasted on the young.
Yeah. Who needs money? It's who the root of all money? Evil.
I'm raising my hand. I need money to support this horrible gambling problem. all right, South M&M Cartage Hotline, still open, 384-1450. Nobody wants to call. I get it. I don't want you to call anyway, but I'll give it out.
I don't
want to
answer.
384-1450. Thornton's text line, you can do that. It is 502-414-1450. Buzz says, what is a snobber grabber?
I'm glad you caught it there, Buzz.
I'm going to use it from here on out.
Virginia Tech coach Mike Young came from Wofford.
Ooh,
not
that's
Winthrop.
It. Okay, Wofford. That's it. That's
Earl
it.
Grant, head coach at Boston College, came from College of Charleston. So how about that?
Earl Grant. Okay. Now we're cooking.
So there you go. That's Jimmy Reff. Thank you, Jimmy Reff.
Just a wealth of knowledge there, Jimmy.
Scooter, apparently, it's Friday, so he doesn't do any research during the show on Friday. So
absolutely not.
There you go. All right, South Region tonight in Dallas. Home game here. Not a home game, but Dallas. Keep that in mind. NC State Marquette. That's the 11 seed. Biggest surprise still left in this tournament is the NC State Wolfpack. 5 wins in the ACC tournament. 2 more here in the big dance. That's 7 straight, if my math is correct, for the Wolfpack. They are 6.5-point underdogs. CBS 709 is the opening tip there. Who you got tonight in that one, Ed?
Marquette
Easy. Are you going to stick with the ACC?
Marquette Easy.
The Big East is still undefeated, by the way. 7-0.
Ed, they cover 7.5?
I got 6.5.
Yeah, they'll cover 6.5 or 7.5. I just think Marquette's that good.
I'll tell you this. I took the points in every game tonight. And maybe that's a mistake. I should have done it last night. I told myself yesterday, take all the points except UConn, and that would have been 4-for-4. But that's why I lose, because I don't listen to myself when I give myself good advice. I'm taking all the points tonight. I already did it, as a matter of fact. I don't think NC State beats Marquette here, but DJ Burns is a load inside. DJ Horn can play. Marquette struggled for a half against Western Kentucky. I think they're really good. Shaka, I think, can get in his own way sometimes. But I don't think they win, but I'm taking the points here.
I got to go with Marquette.
By the way, so far in the Elite Eight, we got a ACC team, SEC, Big East, Big Ten. So that's the way it's supposed to be. We'll see what happens tonight, who adds and who subtracts, but we'll see what happens tonight. Second game in Dallas, home game kind of here for the number one seed Houston. They're in their home state. They'll take on four-seeded Duke. Will you guys be up late enough to watch this game?
Yes.
I'm going to make every effort to do that. just because.
That is a non-denial. I'm going to make every effort. I can neither confirm nor deny on advice from counsel at this time.
And I'm gonna bet that you probably took Houston.
Oh, I just told you I took all the points tonight. I took Duke. I took Duke in the four here.
Well, Duke wins tonight.
Oh, wow. Did you hear that, Scoot? Ed's been what's in that 44-ounce cup you got there, Ed? Because
strictly nothing but Coke Zero.
I'm going to take Duke tonight, and you know why I took Duke?
I know.
Because if they win, at least I'm going to have it. If they lose, I'm happier than hell.
emotional hell.
It's an emotional hell if they win, but at least I got money on it. Right? So that's 9:39-ish second game. Midwest is in Detroit. Not really a home team here. I think Purdue will have the crowd. I think Creighton will bring some people as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
Gonzaga, I don't know how many they can get to come from Spokane. Tennessee, it's a nice story, but it's still a football school. Let's be honest about it. Early game, 7:39. These games on TBS, Gonzaga and number one seed Purdue, as the Cardinal Cannonball goes through here. Number one seed Purdue. Purdue is a five-point favorite. Scoots, I don't even know if I want to talk to you about this game.
No, you don't.
Because you just want Matt Painter and the boys to lose no matter
as soon as possible.
Who they play.
ASAP.
I took the points in Gonzaga here. If I had to pick one of these games to give the points, it would have been the Purdue game. But I feel like if they win, then I'm still alive in my earlier bet anyway. So
really? I'm riding Purdue to the final four.
I'll take Gonzaga in the point. I took Gonzaga in the five.
They got to break through one of these years, and if they don't break through this year, then they're never. But I'm taking Purdue.
I feel like other than the Creighton line, which we'll get to next, this Gonzaga line, 5.5 is what I'm seeing it as. Just feels like too many. They've been playing really well lately.
Oh, so too few, not too many.
No, it's too. I'm going to be on Gonzaga.
Oh, you
with
are
the 5.5. Yeah, I think
even
it's just,
after Purdue, won by I don't know 78 the other day.
Yeah, I mean it was Utah State.
I know,
not Gonzaga.
By the way, the Mountain West is out.
By the way, this is a matchup of my two least favorite teams in all of college basketball because they'll never win a title. So that's going to ring true for at least one of them.
Well,
after
one
tonight.
Of them is going to be in the final eight after tonight.
Absolutely,
so you never know. Purdue was very impressive against Utah State. Mountain West had six teams. They're all gone now, by the way. Big East had three. They're still all in there.
Mountain
Just
West.
Just so you know.
Hold it. I didn't realize this. Mountain West had six.
Oh, yeah. Colorado State, Boise, New Mexico, Nevada, San Diego State, and
Colorado State?
Colorado. No, whoever's. Utah State, who we were just talking about. Utah State, Boise State, New Mexico, Nevada, San Diego State, Colorado State. They're done. I'm going to take Gonzaga tonight. I don't particularly like it. This region, the seeds basically held up 1, 2, 3, and 5. And Kansas was really, as a four seed in this region, was sort of overseeded big time with the injury to McCullough.
True.
Second game will start about 10:09. That'll be when Ed's got to take some no-dos to try to stay awake. Creighton, the 3 seed out of the Big East again here, and the 2 seed Tennessee, who's never been to a Final Four. TBS, the Vols are 3-point favorites. I'll let you go first.
Wild. I would have assumed Creighton would have been the favorite in this game. So when I just looked up the spread and saw that it was 3.5 for Tennessee, I about fell out of my chair. I mean, that's ludicrous. I think Creighton wins this game outright.
Ludicrous.
I'll be money lining the Blue Jays.
I do like Creighton in the points tonight, but it would not surprise me to see Rick Barnes' team and Dalton Kinnick come out and go nuts. Now, if you're Creighton, that's the one guy you got to slow down, right?
Yeah.
One guy. Ziegler can score, but he's a little dude, and they should be able to hang. You know, if he puts up 15, that's okay. You just can't let Dalton Kinnick get 40 points.
I mean, can't you, though? Kentucky showed that you can allow Dalton Kinnick to get 40 and still find ways to win.
But Ziegler was out of the game with foul trouble in that one. That's part of it. And their big guys were terrible.
I think this will be the best game of the night.
And that's why it's a 10:09. Because you're going to miss it, because you're going to fall asleep on your couch.
It's Friday night, baby. I'll be up there. I'll be taking a nap when I get home. I'll be nice and rested.
I did give out Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday.
-2.5.
We got a little time to talk about baseball. I said, bump the money line up to 2.5 runs here.
The run line,
16-1. Arizona scored 14 points in the 14 points. I'm in basketball. 14 runs in the third inning last night.
It's the most runs in an opening day game since at least 1900.
Most runs in a game or in an inning in a game?
In a game.
That's hard to believe. I don't believe
on
that.
On opening day since 1900.
Yeah, I don't believe that. 16? Nobody scored more than 16 on opening day in
over
124
years.
Yeah.
And who did Arizona beat?
I'd like to see that. I'm going to have to do that research myself.
Who'd they beat?
Colorado. Ooh. I got a great parlay for you. And I'm not playing it, and I'm not suggesting you play it. But get yourself $10. Bet a 3-team parlay, whoever's playing the A's, the Rockies, and the Angels. And you can do it every day of your life for the rest of the year. And I think you're going to win money.
Okay, John, I was incorrect. 14 runs were the most in an inning on opening day since 1900. Sorry.
So I was right.
You were.
That's what he's trying to say without saying it.
Yeah.
He don't want to say that.
I don't
say it that way. He wants to say he was wrong.
I do not want to say it.
14 runs in the third inning. And I'm following along because that was my bet of the day. And I'm going, man, are they ever going to quit scoring? It was single, double, single, 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 double, triple. No, it was in Arizona. Now, they were also celebrating like Texas was last night. They were celebrating their World Series appearance and their National League championship, giving away rings and stuff, and they got 2 in the first. It was 2-1 going to the bottom of the third, and bam, 16-1 all of a sudden. And nobody scored again. That's the weird part. 16-1 after 3, that was the final score.
Hmm.
The A's fans stayed in the parking lot last night. You see this?
That's awesome.
They showed up, and they didn't go into the game. The official attendance announced was just over 13,000. Oakland lost, got shut out by the Cleveland Guardians 8-0. But the fans, this is going to be the lowest attendance figure since 1900.
Oh.
For any team for a season. Because it's a lame duck team. They know they're leaving. These fans are still angry. The city's trying to get money together for this owner so he can build a stadium in Las Vegas, which seems ridiculous. So there's protests. And they're just going to sit in the parking lot, watch it on a big screen TV if they want to, if they still want to be fans and drink during these games. They're not going in the stadium.
Two things.
At all.
I love that Oakland has a team now. The place they play is not very good. It's old. It's dilapidated. But with baseball and football, and not in Oakland, that just doesn't seem right.
It's weird.
It's just, it doesn't seem right. Yeah. And I like the A's uniforms.
Who doesn't? We remember Joe Rudy and Gene Tennis and Sal Bando and Catfish
World
Hunter
Series.
And Vida Blue.
Pants with
Bert
the
Campaneris.
Campy Campaneris. No. Yeah.
And Charles O. Finley, the crazy owner. They all had mustaches. Yep. You remember that?
You know, he almost
sounds like a horrible time.
72, 73, 74, back-to-back-to-back World Series titles.
That's a great team.
That was a great team.
Catfish Hunter, Vida Blue.
Great team. Raleigh Fingers. with a closer.
You know, they had a catcher by the name of Hands.
Handlebar mustache? Unbelievable.
You didn't catch that, did you?
Hands, yes. Catcher named Hands. I got it.
Fingers pitching to Hands?
Yankees came from behind, beat Houston yesterday, 5-4 in Houston. Juan Soto, the newest Yankee, threw out a runner in the ninth inning at home plate. Unbelievable throw to stop the Astros from tying the game up. So Juan Soto got 2 minutes left, Ed, so let's go. Let's go.
That's a great.
You ready?
Go.
Reds 8, Nationals 2. Congratulations. You're 1-0. Scooter, you too.
Can't go 162-0 if not. If you
can't
win
them all if
one.
You don't win the first one.
That's right.
Nick Martini, 2 homers, 5 RBIs in the win. It was 7-0 after 3 innings. Frankie Montas, remember that name, really good in his first start as a Cincinnati Red. He's been a couple different places, including Oakland, by the way.
He's had some arm trouble.
But he was really good yesterday. I think he went 6 innings. They shut him down. But
Nick Martini on pace for 324 homers this year. No big deal.
No big deal. I think it's,
324.
Buzz wanted us to know Joe Rudy.
Oh, and absolutely. Gene Tennis,
and Fingers got a contract for a lifetime supply of mustache wax. Thank you, Buzz.
The more
there's,
you know.
There's no better way to end the show on Friday than mustache Buzz. Wax talk.
Now, do you know who pitches for the Reds tomorrow? They are off today. They always do.
I'm going to guess Lodola. I'm going to guess Abbott.
It's got to be Hunter Green.
Andrew Abbott.
No.
Got to be Green.
Oh, Hunter Green's
going to I'm going to break some news to you here.
You got less than a minute.
Okay, I'm going to break some news. You know who pitches for the Louisville Bats on Sunday? They open tonight at the Slugger Field.
Yeah, Bats in Indianapolis if you're looking for something
Nick Lodolo will pitch for the Bats on Sunday.
Well, I knew he was pitching for somebody. Why is he down?
He's had some arm had an injury during spring.
So this is sort of a rehab stat?
Yeah, sort of. So can you see see that now? He's going to bump somebody when he goes back up.
That's a good road. Look.
That's a good road.
I bet the Reds to win the National League. Already
well, done. I've got the Cubs and the Cardinals.
That's foolish money.
Well, we'll see.
Thanks for listening. Thank you to Ed for finally returning to the show after all these days.
Years.
Scoots, appreciate you as always. We'll talk to you Monday. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.